This is Healthcare Strategies.
This podcast was recorded remotely due to the coronavirus pandemic. As a result, the quality may be a little lower than our usual standards. We appreciate your patience as we practice social distancing. From all of us at Xtelligent Healthcare Media, stay healthy, stay safe, and enjoy the latest episode of Healthcare Strategies.
Hello and welcome to Healthcare Strategies. I'm Jessica Kent, an editor for Health IT Analytics. Today we're talking to Nicole Caputo, Senior Director of Experience and Innovation at UC Health, and Matt Andazola, MPH, Content Manager at UC Health. In today's episode, we're talking about chatbots and conversational AI and the impact these tools are having on care delivery. Welcome to the podcast, Nicole and Matt. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
So could you tell me a little bit about Livy, UC Health's conversational AI tool? What was the initial impetus for implementing the tool, and how has it improved care delivery for your organization?
Absolutely. We get really excited when we have a chance to talk about Livy. You're going to hear me say her a lot. We have a personality set to her that we try to follow. Since it is conversational AI, we really wanted to give her a background and make it as conversational as possible. A little bit about her personality, because I do like talking about it, is she has a love for the outdoors. She's very much a Coloradan. We like to say she has just a passion for healthcare. She is a UC Health employee, and she is always willing to help you find the answer. And if she doesn't know the answer, she will go and seek out where the best place to send you is. So that's kind of the background of Livy. As far as why we implemented this tool, you know, at the start, it was very simple. It was, how do we use this technology in the best way to answer simple questions for our patients? You know, when they come to our website, we want to help them make it easier to find a location or find a doctor. But, you know, after we implemented her, we found out very quickly, because we just went live on our website, it was not linked to the patient's health record yet. And our website is just public information, like any normal healthcare website. We found out very quickly that patients wanted to know about their health. They were looking for information specific to them, more than anything. We still have people looking for locations and providers in a specific specialty, but they want to know where their test results are. They want to message their doctor. So that really shifted our strategy to move faster towards integration with the health record. You know, over the last couple of years, that's where we really spent our time in focusing on how Livy can best fit within My Health Connection, which is our MyChart Epic patient record. And so once she was integrated, the great news is everything kind of came together. People could say, hey, where are my test results? Livy brings them up. Our whole strategy around it is to read the queries daily. Matt and his team and his partner over in IT does a great job daily kind of looking to see what patients are saying, and then kind of pivot how we make improvements based on 100% what our patients are asking for. You know, we have ideas in our head how we want to grow her in the future, but it's all driven by what our patients do and how they interact with her. And we're fully integrated with our UC Health mobile app and My Health Connection on the computer.
Great. So how has the current healthcare crisis increased the use of conversational AI in healthcare settings?
I think it's happened for a couple of reasons. One of which is we have a lot of frequent users of healthcare, you know, patients at UC Health, who are aware of, you know, the need to socially distance and the need to stay away from physical facilities. There's just a lot of folks who are, you know, calling into clinics and talking to people about their healthcare more. So the idea of picking up the phone and calling somebody is a little bit more difficult when there's a higher call volume. And so people are trying to do more online and interact with our digital tools in a way that they maybe not necessarily have done before. And so they're coming to Livy and they're asking for help accomplishing different tasks, you know, reading a message from their doctor or composing a new one, or finding their test results, or finding a test result that happened a year ago. Conversational AI is a way to sort of bridge that gap and bring people the information they're looking for and help them accomplish things faster, using tools that already exist, but can be a little bit cumbersome to use if you're not familiar with them. The other side is that we just are seeing a lot more people in general coming to Livy for the first time. And I don't know if they are brand new to UC Health, if they're brand new to healthcare in general, but people seem a lot more health aware. And they're coming to us asking, you know, very specific questions about their health or about their doctor, and getting connected with providers in ways that they were not prior to the pandemic. They're coming to Livy for help engaging with healthcare. And that's one of the ways that Livy is helping, is helping people schedule appointments, helping people reach out to a doctor who they had seen a while ago but haven't been in touch with recently. So it's a lot of bringing people to the right places and helping them accomplish the things that they're looking to do in a way that's as low contact as possible.
Yeah, and just to add a little bit to that, I mean, what set us up for success around the pandemic and this increase of users that we're seeing that Matt just outlined was that we were already integrated with our health record. We were already kind of making the improvements and following the growth of the technology to make improvements with Livy to make sure we're answering the questions patients are asking. So when they came in and there was this, you know, increase of virtual visits where so many people had never done a virtual visit prior to the pandemic and everything shifted virtual, you know, Livy was getting a lot of questions about, how do I start a virtual visit? How do I schedule a virtual visit? Is my appointment still on? And that would be for like an in-person appointment. And so we were able to just add these small tweaks to Livy's current flows that we already had in place to be able to answer these questions and help patients. Livy was able, if you say, I'm not sure how to start my virtual visit, she's able to pull up a video on your mobile device while you're chatting with her that walks you through how to start your virtual visit. So it really set us up in a way where we could be much more nimble to meet the needs of this growing population of folks who are using the technology during this time, and get them the solutions faster. And so that was the really exciting piece that I saw, is that, you know, we were able to deliver solutions faster for patients and meet their needs and where they're at, while delivering, you know, even general information for COVID to them, the whole gamut, whether it's personal and they're asking about their specific test results and, you know, where is their COVID test result. We could put in specific language just for COVID test results, separate from regular test results. It really set us up in a great way. And we're still seeing increase in users. It's been a wonderful tool. And I think more and more every week over week, we see increased users and increased amount of time spent with Livy. So I really feel listening to patients and really finding out what they're asking and honing in on that is the key to success.
Yeah, I've only been doing this for a year, and the technology has improved by leaps and bounds, even in just that short time. And so when people started coming to us, particularly for things around COVID and virtual visits, it was a situation where we implemented the AI technology in two different ways. One was to be really specific. You know, if people were asking about their test results and they mentioned COVID in that query to Livy, she was able to give them some really useful information, you know, set expectations about how long it would take to get those results back. And then a little bit about what would happen if they had a positive result. And so we did that to feed information to a really specific group of people. And then with virtual visits, the technology is great. You know, it has so much potential, and it's realized a lot of that potential. But with virtual visits, there were a lot of queries that people were giving that were a little bit ambiguous. And so, like, how do I start a virtual visit, or how can I get a virtual visit to work? Things like that. It's a little bit unclear if the user is asking for how to schedule a virtual visit or how to actually start the process when you have one already on your calendar. So we implemented sort of a wide net strategy for questions around virtual visits and around COVID. But then we also use the technology to provide really specific answers when they were needed. And I think using both approaches, by paying attention to what people were asking and knowing the strengths and the limitations of the technology, it was really exciting. And it allowed us to provide a really valuable service to people, you know, at any time of the day, like Nikki said, on our app or in our My Health Connection patient portal.
So what role do you see conversational AI playing in healthcare going forward?
I mean, this is where it gets even more exciting. You can tell we're pretty much all in on how this technology can help our patients and help our community, you know, get information fast, but also in a personal way, which is the most important piece we look at. As the technology gets better, we can play a bigger role in greater pieces of the healthcare journey. So, you know, we're looking at how can Livy get a lot of the pre-work done? Think if you have an appointment scheduled or an outpatient surgery scheduled, there's all this pre-work you need to do. How can Livy handle that in a way that just makes it easy? You can just do it all from the comfort of your home and you know, eliminate a lot of some of the back and forth sometimes. Even for virtual visits, there's still some pre-work. There's still questions that you have to answer before you get to see your provider. How can Livy do that? And then even further along in the future, how can Livy be a part of your life, keeping you well, being there for you in your living room through our mobile app, you know, helping you through exercises you may have for rehab, or potentially helping you monitor your medications, or you're feeling awesome and you want to go for a hike. Livy's there to show you the best hikes, you know, in your area. The future for us and for conversational AI is bringing her more into that care process throughout the entire care journey, whether it's helping more with the pre-work required for appointments, or just helping you live your best life possible. And that's our entire patient journey with UC Health. It's about, you know, of keeping you out of our facilities, keeping you healthy, keeping you living and loving your life and the best way possible and in whatever that is for you. And we want Livy to be part of that journey. So for us, it's just greater personalization, greater integration with the healthcare journey. And we're really excited about the future as we see the technology grow.
So what advice would you give to other organizations who may be looking to implement conversational AI?
Great question. The number one piece of advice would be do all the testing upfront that you can, but don't overdo it. There's no replacement, and we found this out, there is no replacement for getting it out there and seeing how your users and how your patients are going to interact with the technology. As soon as we went live with it, the education started. And honestly, the strategy defining work started. We started to see how they were asking questions, what's on their minds. You can't guess. So I would say, you know, test and obviously make sure everything works and make sure everything's hooked up right, and then release it and really see what your patients need from you. It's the only way to learn. It's the only way to build on the technology is to listen to what your patients are saying and build from there. And, you know, don't assume. Just hyper-focus on the patient, you know, like we do with everything else. It's no different for this technology.
Yeah, I mean, it's really key to have the driver of growth and projects and what you're using your conversational AI to do. It's really key to have that driven by the actual people who are using it. And I know in healthcare, there's a lot of back and forth with patients where patients feel frustrated by bureaucracy. They don't understand why their insurance company is saying one thing and the hospital is saying another, things like that. Conversational AI is a way to help people navigate those areas and help people navigate things, digital tools that are available, but that, you know, people don't necessarily understand everything about the way that they work. So having conversational AI, and like Nikki said at the very start of our conversation, really giving a personality to your agent there is key. We noticed, for instance, that people were trying to refill their prescriptions with UC Health, and there was a lot of sort of boilerplate language telling the user, I can refill this prescription for you, or you need to talk to your doctor about this one. But telling them just a little bit about why, or helping them figure out how to change their name in the medical record is really important. When people come to you asking for help with things, it's important to pay attention to what they're asking, and also important to pay attention to sort of the voice that you're using when you're communicating with them and helping people understand how to accomplish the things that they want to as fast as possible. Conversational AI has a big leg up on a lot of technology because it feels like you're talking to a person. And deciding how that person is going to feel is a pretty significant piece of the puzzle.
Healthcare is personal. You know, it's our own journey. If we put out a conversational AI chatbot that is too robotic, I mean, it disconnects. And, you know, our whole philosophy is technology, but not replacing human connection. And the personality plus just that, you know, focus on how we're saying things. And Matt made a really good point is, you know, adding in that little extra explanation that you would get if you were calling someone on the phone. It's so important. And, you know, it's that extra personal touch that really makes a difference.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Nicole and Matt, for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
How is your organization using conversational AI to innovate care delivery? And how will this technology broaden access to care? Share this episode on Twitter, tag Health IT Analytics, and let us know what you think. Thanks for listening.
This has been an Xtelligent Healthcare Media production.